Zohar Chok Yisrael, Day 3, Parshas Truman, except from 131. Hey! Ba'al Zimna, the Messiah of Yisrael, Shvachi Dina and Tishpach and the David. At that time, when Israel concludes the praises of those praises of David, in praising Hashem in Sukkot Zimra, in the morning prayer, Kedin Tishpach to the Shivasa Diyama, then, what is the next thing that they say? The praise of the song by the sea. When Kimna has explained, V'tema, and if you'll say, Hai Tishbachta, Amai Ihi, Pitikuna Basrai, David, why is it in the last rectification? Why is it placed last after David, the praises of David, after the Psukkah Zimra, Song of the Sea is placed at the very end of Psukkah Zimra? Behold, isn't the written Torah supposed to be before the oral Torah? And also, Vakdimus and Vim, Vakdimus Exuvim, and it comes before the words of the prophets and for the writings. In the order of the Tanakh, the hagiography, the Pentateuch, the five books, comes before the words of the prophets and the Exuvim, the writings. And Tehillim of David HaMelech is from the writings. So if you're going to recite something, you should recite what is from the Torah, the Pentateuch, first, before something from the writings, the Song of the Sea. So that should come first, before the Psalms, in the order of the Sukkot Zimra. And just like it comes first, meaning in the order of the Tanakh, thus it has to come first in the song, because the song is modeled after the spiritual order of the way it expresses in the Torah. And we know that David HaMelech wrote five books of Tehillim corresponding to five books of the Torah. Good. Shkoyach. Ella, but, Migo, from amidst this, the Knesset Yisrael, the gathering of the souls of Israel, referring to the Shekhinah, Lomis Takna, is not fixed up, except from the written Torah. Mishum Hachi, because of this, it's Tzricha Lomar Lo, Mishivusa de Tikuna'a. That's to say to her, in the songs of rectification. In other words, you got to keep the music going the way the music plays best. In this case, the Psalms of David are the proper music that needs, it's necessary in the order the Shekhinah to come out, the full rectification. So it's like you have in a song. You have the main parts of the song, the main parts, but sometimes they need to be built up to, through an introduction and stanzas before you get to the chorus and so on. This praise is greatest praise from all the praises in the world. And it, referring to Shekhinah, is not fixed up from them all, I mean from all the Psalms of David, like it's fixed up from this praise. You know, because this is Samach Hussosim Yerushav, it's close to the sitting prayer, when the Kimnaz was explained. Which means that we finished Pesukei Dezimra with the Song of the Sea, and right next after that is the blessings of the Shema, which is said sitting down. It's called the sitting prayer, as opposed to level after it, which is the standing prayer, the Shemoneh Esrei. And the idea here is that since the greatest rectification is of the Shekhinah is through the song by the sea, on the contrary, that's why it has to come last, it becomes as the grand finale, the crescendo, the climax, the spitz, the peak, built on top of the rectification is made for the Shekhinah through saying the Pesukei Dezimra. Therefore, even though it's the written Torah, it would seem to be that it should come before the other part of the written Torah, the Ksuvim, the writings. Nonetheless, over here, it comes at the end. That's one reason. Another reason is that it's supposed to come specifically close to the sitting prayer, meaning to blessing the Shema. Because, you know, Pesukei Zimra in the world of Yetzirah, and the sitting prayer, the blessings of the Shema, the soul arises to praise Hashem and connect Him from the world of Bria, and to make rectifications over there. So this song is like finishing on top of the world of Yetzirah, the lower world, and preparing to enter, it's like a portal into the upper world of Bria. And thus to be defined by the Song of the Sea, it says that even a Shifcha, maidservant by the sea, saw what Yechezkel, the prophet, didn't see, meaning when he saw the vision of the chariot. As the vision of the chariot is in the world of Bria. Malchus the sea is closed in Bria, and Yechezkel was sitting in Sira and looked into the world, got a peep into the world of Bria to see it. So by the Shira Sayyam, where they saw what Yechezkel saw, even though they saw more, but in that same category. So they also, it has to be at the end of the world of Yetzira, at the end of Pesukei Dezimra, looking into the world of Bria, which means coming right before the blessings of the Shema and the world of Bria, which give a person a connection with the ability, the portal, to be able to enter into this connection to Hashem, this vision of the chariot, by saying the blessings of the Shema. And then the Zohar proceeds now to explain about the greatness of the saying the song of the sea. For Shait at that time, Kachi Rasa Yam Itmar, the song of the sea is said, Miss Atrik Nesisrael Bahai Kisra Dezaman Kuchabrichu Latro the Malkam Shicha. Because Israel, referring to the Shekhinah, is crowned with that crown. The only blessed be He is has set up to crown the King Mashiach. So there's a very high level, a very, very special thing. V'hai kisra glifa m'chukka mishmon kadishin, and that crown is engraved and carved with holy names. K'mod isata kutcha brichu hayyama d'abu Yisrael yasyam hayyama d'abu Yisrael yasyam. It's like the only blessed be He is crowned that on that day when Israel passed through the sea. And the divine names over here, we learn out of the verses that precede the saying, the song of the sea. Isaiah 8, we learn the 72-letter name, the Zohar, in Parshas B'Shalach. So those divine names are engraved on this crown of Mashiach. And when we say Yeshua Sayyam, it's awakened the crown of the Shekhinah. And the connection being that notes chilasim and sof and sof and chilasim beginnings and which in end and which in beginning, that the first redemption was redemption from Egypt, and it says in Medrash that the Egyptian exile includes all exiles, and redemption from it is like the root power of all redemptions, and it was the first one, and which at the beginning shines what is at the end. So that first redemption shined the light of the final redemption of Mashiach. And by this sea, that's when it was finished, the redemption from Egypt, and the song they sung was the expression of that. So therefore, especially comes out the special light of Mashiach and the crown and the divine names. At the time we say the song by the sea, awakening the prayer, it's like awakening that whole scenario up in the spiritual world. So it's a very, very great and awesome thing, and a person should take it very, very seriously. Really sing to Hashem from the heart and open himself to merit divine vision at that time through meditating upon what he's saying and being open to connection with Elokus. Vatva, Luchol, Mishirin, Defaro, Mishriyoi, it was drowned, all the camps of power and his chariots. The chariots of power were drowned, because they were the chariots that hide over the chariot of Kedusha, of holiness, through which Hashem is the medium that Hashem transmits his divine providence to the world. So the subjugation of the chariots of Paro caused revelation of this chariot of Kedusha, and everyone saw that it's Hashem's hand that rules everything and providence is all the time, and rejoiced from it. So how good it was. Begin door boy by Nosha Shavar Rusei Bahai Shirasa. Because of this, it's necessary for a person to put his will in this song. I mean, his will and yearning for Hashem while he's saying the song through the sweetness of it. Choman de Zachi La Bahai Alma, anyone who merits to it in this world, Zachi the Mechmi the Malka Mashiach, but Tikuni the Hau Kisra the Chagiru de Zaine. He merits to see King Mashiach. Rectifications of that crown, and with being girded with that, with his sword, which means he sees his soul is given the light of the level of the final redemption of Mashiach, and all the rectifications of the crown, the surrounding lights and divine names, and the sword to be able to destroy and subjugate negative forces. He merits to praise that song over there in the world to come. Well, given the meal and dust, the world words were explained. Given the Mati by Nosh Yishtabach, once a person reaches the Yishtabach, which is the final blessing that seals the Pesukei Dezimra right after the song by the sea. The only must be he takes that crown and puts it before him. In the crown of Mashiach, Knesset Yisrael Shriyas Yistaknem Meisei Kami Malki Yiloh. The Shekhinah begins to be fixed to come before the Supernal King. It means to get ready for the Supernal Unification that's going to happen in Shemoneh Esrei, but it's starting to happen now. It's like escorting the bride to the chuppah, the canopy, for the wedding, for the marriage ceremony. It's necessary to include in her 13 pairs of mercy that are high, that from them she is blessed. So we have to draw these qualities of Hashem's love and mercy upon the Shechina, the surrounding light, to pray the Shechina for unification. In these 13 supernal spices, as we find that each one of these pairs of Hashem's mercy, they're coming from the Keser, which is the highest level. It's a level that is so high we can only relate to it through the most tenuous sense, which is the sense of smell. And so each one of its qualities is like a very high class, awesome, fragrant aroma. When the Torah defines, says Ner Duchakom Kenevikinamon, speaking in Shir Shirim 4:14, Ner and saffron, and kana and cinnamon, different types of spices, that the ones in Shir Shirim referring to the spiritual spices that crown the Shechina, adorn the Shechina from the 13 qualities of mercy. V'hacha over here, meaning in this praise of Yishtabach, if you'll count, you'll find that the 13 words of praise, one after the other, consecutively in praise of Hashem. Inun, they are Shir, song, Shvacha, and praise, Hallel, shining praise, Vizimbra, song, Oz, power, Mshola, and rulership, Netzach, eternal victory, Gdula, greatness, Gvura, and strength, Tehila, a lightful praise, Vesiferis, and splendor, Kedusha, holiness, Hotracer. Behold, there are 12. Afterwards, the Tetra, Badai, together with him, Loma, Malchus, El Malchus, and kingship. That's referring to the Shechina itself. What Lisa, behold, it's 13. And in the 13 qualities, mercy himself, the amount of 12 plus the surrounding lights over here. 12 praises plus Malchus, which is like the surrounding level of the Shechina itself. And to altogether become 13 qualities of mercy, Shan, the Shechina from the Keser. Through having said the song of the sea and praising Hashem this way and preparing the Shechina for the supernal unification that will be in the Shemoneh Esrei to be. Begin the Eve is Baruch HaBinai, because she, the Shechina, is blessed from them. Therefore, since at the time, Shechina is included among them, meaning the 13 qualities of mercy, a person has to be there with his intention, with his mind, Shavuah Liba, to put his heart, Rus, and his will behind this. Not to speak at all, not to interrupt between them. So it's very important to say these words consecutively, 13 phrases, to draw in these 13 springs, rivers of Hashem's mercy, not to interrupt the supernal unification. The Pasuk B'nai, if he interrupts him, the midst, Mitchos Gadfei Kruvai, Nofikhan Cholhuva, comes out one flame from underneath the wings of the Kruvim angels. Rekori V'chela, and proclaims in power, when it says, Planya Di Pasuk Yusa De Kutcha Brichu, John Doe, that interrupted the pride of the Holy and Blessed Be, Ishtesis Pasuk, cut off and cease. Not see the pride of the Holy King in time to come. It says in Isaiah 26:10, you will not see the pride of Hashem. Because these 13 qualities of mercy and praises, they are the pride of Hashem. Mikandal Halfim further, Kelodos, we praise Hashem as being Lord of thanks. Tinius Do Malki, Lord, Shlomo Kuli, this is in referring to the supernal King, at peace is all to him. Referring to the soul of its heels. Begin the Chol Hani Shvachan Inu Nagabod Ignes Israel, because all of these praises, they are to her Ignes Israel, Kad Mishtabcha Mimishir Yasad El Sata. When she is praised in the hosts below, in the camps below, means when we praise Hashem starting out of the world of Yitzira, Yom Sukkot Zimra, and Shios Hayam, and the blessing of Yishtabach. When the Torah is defined, it says, the verse in Shir Shirim, the beginning, Shir Shirim, Shir Shlomo, Song of Songs, it is to Solomon, the Malka, the Shlomo, delay. When it says Shlomo, it's not referring to the earthly wise old King Solomon. It's a parable for the king that peace is unto him, because Shlomo is Lashem Shalom, peace, comes in that term. It refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Holy and Blessed Be Himself. And Shlomo, who ruled over those above and below, Hashem gave him rulership over the angels and all of the king of the whole universe, over the world and everything. So he was a parable for expression of Hashem in the world. Represents the Soda of Atzilus coming down and shining to beneath. So when we say these praises for Hashem, awaken that level, and this brings peace to the Shechina and joy and unity in all the worlds. Tamanu Halv, and there further, we start the blessings of the Shema, with the blessing Yotze Or, Vechoshich, creates light. He forms light and creates darkness. Also Shalom V'Oreisikol. He makes peace and creates everything. this blessing is based on this verse in Yeshaya 45. We awakened it. And the friends were awakened. These are rectifications of this eternal world, meaning the world of Bria. To praise Hashem about light and darkness. This has to do with the world of Bria, which is the world where it's called Bria. It means creation. Creation means something new, something from nothing. The world of Atzilus that comes before Bria was the world of only Hashem's unity. The world of Hashem himself. Bria is something new because it's a world where it starts diversity. As if it were a child, it comes from a parent. So there, it's necessary from the darkness of the root of diversity to reveal light and to see the contrast between light and darkness. So it says elsewhere, Tishpachtet in Nahara, Lois Yoda El Migo Cheshucha, the praise of light is not known except from its darkness. So the whole theme of the world of Bria, where it starts the beginning of darkness and separation, there's no klipas in the world of Atzilus itself. In Bria, there's a minority, negative forces. Therefore, the whole theme there is to show the greatness of light out of darkness. Kisro Noam Rechodshik, like it says in Koelis, like the advantage of light over darkness, meaning like out of darkness. That's the theme to see Hashem's wanted unity from the midst of diversity. That's why we say Shema Yisrael in Ria, in the blessings of the Shema. At night and day, time to include night and day, and day and night to show that the oneness is in the diversity, diversity is in the oneness, Hashem Echad Shema Echad, light is in darkness, and darkness lights, all the unity of Hashem. To this, we're able to rectify this eternal world because Hashem's unity to shine down below into every detail, because it's connected to roots, it's roots root above. And once in root above, we see how Hashem is one. It's made a spiritual connection, rectification, everything is plugged in, so automatically it shines when we hear the music below. See from amidst all the diversity of the world, Hashem is one. Explain that this is the secret of Hanukkah. Look at Ramban Tanina, the second lesson.